The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
I love when people wear name tags to radio interviews.
Just in case.
Now,
people are peering in.
When do you get a name tag that says Dr. Nate Klein, by the way?
Well, I had to, you know, finish that
degree.
And I actually have one that just says Dr. Nate when I wear it with students, because that way they can just say, instead of, hey, who's that guy?
It's good. Name tags
are
good.
It's legit then.
Dr. Nate, Vice President of Education for Junior Achievement at Eastern Iowa. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
For those who are unaware just of what Junior Achievement is, let's start with the big, broad question. What is the program all about?
So Junior Achievement has been around in this area for about 60 years. I happen to be an alum, and I went through it when I was in fourth grade back at College Community School District. And it's really about how do we inspire students to lead choice-filled lives through economic mobility. And so we talk about some pillars of financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and work and career readiness. And our focus has been for 58 of those 60 years in the K-12 market and really working with school districts to help them understand how do we bolster what they have going on in the classroom to help students out. And now we're also going beyond K-12 because I guess when you graduate, you don't have all the answers. And
no,
so we figured we'd stay with them as well.
That is a life skill. And sometimes you get textbook learning K-12, but this economic mobility and the fact that you can start as early as kindergarten, why are those skills so important for anybody listening even today?
I think what's really great, and I've had the opportunity to teach both of my girls in class, and we started in kindergarten. And, you know, we don't start with talking about IEPers and your pension at that age. We do start talking about choices and needs and wants. And so when they're in the shopping mall with their parents are making some choices, they can start to have an understanding of like, what does this look like for me personally? I know my four-year-old is a little concerned he doesn't get to buy books at the book fair tonight, yet he spent and made a choice this weekend to buy something else. So those early lessons are really laying the foundation for later lessons, talking about those competencies, those real world experiential learning things that we do in the middle and high schools. And so lay the groundwork in elementary school, get some hands-on experiential learning in the later elementary, middle school, and then in high school, really inspiring them and showing them what's possible here in our community.
To do a program like Junior Achievement, it does take funding, and you've got a couple fundraisers in our area, same fundraiser across two different markets. Tell me about the JA Stock Market Challenge.
So the JA Stock Market Challenge, we've been a part of a lot of different fundraisers, and we've done the bowling thing, and which is great, and volleyball. Yet this is really kind of catered towards our audience and the volunteers, over 1,500 that we have every year. So the Stock Market Challenge, we have two of them happening in April. One is on April 23rd here in the corridor. We actually have a student event in the morning from 9 to 11. So if you've got any high school students that you think, hey, they maybe want to get out of school for a little bit and come have this really great event, we have that from 9 to 11 in the morning at the Classic Event Center. Then in the evening, we do almost the exact same thing. We give every team $500,000-ish dollars.
Sure, JA dollars.
JA dollars.
Yeah.
That can't be spent anywhere else. And then we have every 1 minute equals one day on the stock market trading floor.
Wow.
And so we have this very intense back and forth. If you've ever thought, like, what does the world of the stock market look like? This is what it is. So we do 30 days or 30 minutes, and then we have a little break, and then we do another 30 minutes. And it's very similar. There's IPO or the initial public offerings. Mm-hmm. We have teams, about 50 different teams. And for the last few years, it has not been the financial institutions that have won. Anyone can participate.
So that's you're really talking great. About students are taking part in this exercise in the morning, and we're talking to adult-based teams then for this evening competition.
Yes. Yeah, it's the same thing, except in the evening, we actually bring out adult beverages to support that learning as well. But the student teams are sponsored by the corporate teams that come in. So if a team wants to have this really cool team building event. It takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours in and out. But at the Classic Event Center on April 23rd, so a Thursday night from 5 to 7:30. And then the next week, we run it back up in Cedar Falls at the Diamond Event Center. And this will actually be our first year in the Cedar Valley, having both the student event in the morning from 9 to 11, and then the adult event in the evening.
As somebody listening right now, and I know I have a student who's very interested in this topic, is that person signing up a different way than maybe a business person that's listening right now?
That is a fantastic question. So the student teams usually sign up through their schools. So
okay.
Whether they're a part of a BPA or Business Professionals of America or just a student team within a class, they can sign up that way and reach out to us. Or if you are a corporate team and want to either sponsor or be a part of it as a volunteer, you can visit jaeasterniowa.org. And so there are sponsorship opportunities at various levels. They can get a team of 3 to 4 and compete against all of the peers in the area.
Have you taken part in this before?
So I have. I've been fortunate. I know you have an affinity for being an MC. This is actually a event IMC, and I did even before I was an employee at Junior Achievement. And I think what's been really amazing is to just see the energy and the excitement that people have, the competition that is had between student teams, and the pride when people finish first. And there's always someone that finishes in the basement as well. So sure, they have a little bit of pride in being the cellar dweller too.
Dr. Nate, with JA of Eastern Iowa, let's wrap with both dates and locations, and then one more time, the website to sign up.
Yes. So Thursday, April 23rd, here in the corridor at the Classic Event Center, in the morning, 9 to 11 for the students, 5 to 7:30 in the evening for adults. And then 1 week later in the Cedar Valley at the Diamond Event Center in Cedar Falls, 5 to 7:30 for the adults, earlier in the day, 9 to 11 for the students. We're super excited. If you want to learn more, jaeasterniowa.org is where to go.
Thanks for wearing your name tag. Good to see you.
Good seeing you. Thanks.